A ZAPO deputy president, Strike Tokwane, says his party wants to transform South Africa, starting with its name.
We want to give it a new name, which is a freedom name called Azania. Azania is a name that ZAPO associates with liberation. Azania, the land of black people at the tip of the continent.
ZAPO plans to scrap South Africa's 9 provinces. Tokwane says the different regions are inefficient and a waste of money.
You have a minister of education and you also have another minister of education in the 9 provinces under this minister. So there's just a lot of duplication which goes to create a bureaucracy.
South Africans don't vote for presidential candidates, they vote for parties. The party that wins an election then chooses the president. Tokwane says this system is anti-democratic.
The election of the president of a country must be direct because there are so many people who may qualify to give our country a good president. He may not come from the ruling party. We as South Africans should be given the leeway to look around and identify statesmen, stateswomen, who we think can present a good image of running the country.
ZAPO says it wants to reconquer South Africa's land and redistribute it fairly, but Tokwane is adamant that the party will not attack white farmers.
We are not going to go into farms and start killing boers who own land. That is chaos. We won't do that.
He says ZAPO would repossess land from white and black owners of large tracts of land through taxation.
We want to go into a system where we can force those who own land to sell it to government. Those who own big tracts of land must be taxed such that they don't need to own that land, they must give it up.
ZAPO would then invest a lot of money in agricultural experts to teach new landowners to be good farmers.
There is no way you can nationalize the land when your people are not ready to till that land.
Tokwane says ZAPO will force multinational mining companies to help poor South Africans, who he maintains are the true owners of the country's mineral wealth.
You can't produce gold and diamonds and platinum in a place and still find people living there in abject poverty and slum. That is completely, completely evil.
Ever since ZAPO's formation and its strong black pride message, white South Africans have been wary of the party. But Tokwane says white fear of ZAPO is misplaced. He adds that ZAPO leaders are constantly asked if they want to drive white people into the sea. Tokwane says this happened again at a recent meeting.
Someone wanted to know, do you black people of ZAPO hate white people? We said, no, we don't hate white people, but we are just tired of loving them.
By this, he says he means that all black people, and not just the black elite, must have a slice of the economic pie that is still owned by whites. Tokwane emphasizes that white South Africans would be legitimate citizens of Azania if they're prepared to live according to the terms of black people.
Which terms are, don't live in our country and oppress others. Don't live in our country and use our resources to exploit black people.
After South Africa's previous election in 2009, ZAPO won only one seat in parliament. Tokwane maintains the party is being realistic ahead of the next polls.
We will not stand here and tell the world that we are going to take over power. It will be a pipe dream. We don't have the kind of resources to be able to take over power.
But Tokwane says ZAPO is sure it'll get enough of the vote to capture between 3 and 5 seats in parliament. From this small base, he says, the party will begin the journey to a radically new South Africa. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.